That was musical rapture. Nadine. Good morning. Wow. Seriously. I'll do my best to come back down after that levitation. And I also thank Rama Inacio for bringing vibrational healing, sound healing earlier. Rama is a sound healer, and he's in town today. And I said, well, come on by before the service and do a little something. And, wow, okay. Feet. I'm here. I'm present. Are you glad to be alive today? Yes. This morning downtown, there was, Lewis and I live across the street from the World Trade Center. And so there's already a lot of vibrational stuff going on. It's kind of a hot, organized mess downtown today. And that happens every year on this day. And as you already know, it is the 11th anniversary of Unity of New York here at Symphony Space. 2005 was our first service on 9/11, 2005. And does anyone in this place not know yet that today is the 15th anniversary of 9/11? It's a powerful day. There's a lot going on, and I'm so sorry that I was not able to be with you all last Sunday. I missed Carlos. Did he say anything in particular? Only Carlos. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, so I'll put it in a nutshell for you. After Carlos's experience a couple of weeks ago, when he got home from the hospital, he called, and he got my voicemail, and he left me a message. And I listened to it. And Carlos is Carlos. Things just happen to Carlos. Lots of people seem to die around him. But this time, apparently, it was his turn. And I called him back immediately and said, dude, no one has ever left me a message that said, I died, but I'm okay. I'm like, jeez. You know, death is, God, it's such an amazing thing, isn't it? We're here 1 minute, and the next minute the soul is just on a brand new journey. And unless you're Carlos, very few of us really know what that's about. When we go to that other side, when we let go of the body. And then there's this phenomenon that we call time, our construct of time, and it really does seem to fly, doesn't it? Can you believe it's been 15 years since that morning of 9/11? On that Tuesday morning, on that stunningly beautiful day, in 2001, it's one of those times in our lives where we will always remember where we were and what we were doing and what was going on. When we found out that right here in New York City, we were under attack. And even talking about this, as grounded, as, you know, prayed up as I feel, I still have a visceral reaction when thinking about it. And of course, I remember every vivid detail of where I was. I was in LA. I had just gone to the second music symposium, New Thought Music Symposium at Agape. And I had been asked, Ricky Byers called me to ask me to be a presenter there. And after I asked why. I made something up on the plane on the way, and it was an incredible experience. And so I stayed, that was days before 9/11, and I stayed with a friend for a few days extra to visit, and I was supposed to be flying home that day. And I usually don't tell everybody details of my business, just because I don't. And so a lot of people in my life were freaked out, wondering if I was on one of those planes from possibly a red-eye flight from the West Coast. And of course, people couldn't get in touch with me. So I will always remember, detail by detail, what I experienced that day. And it is indescribable how much I wanted to be with my Unity community, because I knew people were going through it. And when I finally had communication with Paul at the time, he was telling me what was going on with some of you in this very room that were a part of Unity at that time. And it took me 5 days to be able to get home. There was not a rental car to be had, or a seat on a train, or a bus, or anything. And my goal was to get home for that Sunday service that followed. And without going into all the details that would sound so made up anyway if I told you, it would sound like the most embellished story. But I will just tell you that after being on the phone in the middle of the night, Friday night, I spent a lot of time on the phone that week with airlines. And I was lying on the floor of my friend's house. And this was 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, going, thank you for holding. So I just kind of put the phone by my ear as I kept falling asleep and coming back. I got the last ticket on a flight, a red-eye flight out Saturday night. And she asked if it was okay that it was in business class. No, throw me in the briar patch, please. No champagne or anything. And the next memory I had was flying over New Jersey at about 7 a.m. Another beautiful blue sky day. And for miles across New Jersey, there was a trail of smoke. And you could hear a pin drop on that plane. And I got from the airport to Unity in time to drop my suitcase. And it was so packed that day. Every seat, every aisle, we broke every fire code possible. The edge of the stage, Spiritus, and the stairs. And Spiritus, we literally had to crawl up over the stage to begin the service with Use Me. And we all have our memories. That was a moment in time that changed our lives forever. And it impacted some of us more than others. There's a quote by Deepak Chopra that really resonates with me. He said, "For me and my family personally, September 11th was a reminder that life is fleeting, impermanent, and uncertain. Therefore, we must make use of every moment and nurture it with affection, tenderness, beauty, creativity, and laughter." And it also greatly impacted my family. It was years, Lewis and I have been together almost 9 years. And it was years before Lewis would talk about his experience that day. And I didn't know whether I would mention it this morning or not. I'm plugged in with Spirit. And I asked Lewis yesterday, I said, if it comes to me to mention it, is it okay with you? And he thought, and he said, yeah. because his story is one of a miracle. Lewis was in the first tower that was hit. And Lewis, being Lewis, sometimes an in-charge kind of guy, when they were told to go back to their desks after this thing happened and his chair was boomeranging and they were seeing pieces and water, which was actually jet fuel, going down the side of the building, he and his friend and coworker said, "I don't think so." That's not really what they said, but it is Sunday morning. And it was years before he could talk about that experience. And every year, because we live across the street from the World Trade Center, every year, the media, there's still a huge ordeal that happens, and this year in particular, being the 15th anniversary, it's really, really, really amped up. I really love those beautiful words Nadine sang, translated into English. Help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended and every heart that's broken will be mended. And we'll remember we are all God's children. Just like every child needs to find a place, give us faith so we'll be safe. Give us faith so we'll be safe. We know in unity that no one can give us faith. We've already got it. We're already using it all the time. It's a matter of where we're placing it. And just like no one can give us faith, no one can take it away. No one. I've asked Steve Houck to share a reading from a book I'll tell you about. The reading is called The Grinch Version of That Tuesday.
Every you down in Uville liked U.S. a lot, but the bench who lived far east of Uville did not. The bench hated U.S., the whole U.S. way. Now, don't ask me why, nobody can say. Could be his head was screwed on too tight, or the sun where he lived had beaten too bright, but I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. Tomorrow, he knew, all the U's and the S's would put on their pants and their shirts and their dresses. They'd go to their offices, playgrounds, and schools and abide by their U and S values and rules. Then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every U down in Uville, the tall and the small, would stand all united, and each U and each S, and they'd sing Uville's anthem, God Bless Us, God Bless. All around their twin towers of Uville they'd stand, and their voices would drown every sound in the land. I must stop that singing, Binch said with a smirk. And he had an idea that might work. The Binch stole some U airplanes in U morning hours and crashed them right into the Uville twin towers. They'll wake to disaster. He snickered, so sour. And how can they sing when they can't find a tower? The bench cocked his ear as they woke from their sleeping, all set to enjoy their U wailing and weeping. Instead, he heard something that started quite low. And it built up quite slow, but it started to grow. And the Binch heard the most unpredictable thing, and he couldn't believe it. They started to sing. He stared down at Yuvil, not trusting his eyes. What he saw was a shocking, disgusting surprise. Every yew down in Yuvil, the tall and the small, was singing without any towers at all. He hadn't stopped Yuvil from singing. It sung, for down in the hearts of the old and the young, those twin towers were standing, called hope and called pride. And you can't smash the towers we hold deep inside. So we circle the site where our heroes did fall, with a hand in each hand of the tall and the small. And we mourn for our losses while knowing we'll cope, for we still have inside that you pride and you hope. For America means a bit more than tall towers. It means more than wealth or political powers. It's more than our enemies ever could guess. So may God bless America. Bless us. God bless.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you, Lin-Manuel. That reading was from the book Standing Tall, created by our very own Lin-Manuel. Please stand, Lin. Standing Tall. Thank you for putting together this powerful collection of hundreds of writings, emails, journal entries, articles that contain the thoughts and experiences of so many following that day, and how they coped, and what happened in their lives, and all of our lives that day. And I know it was a labor of love that took you many years to create. And that was one of the pieces that Spirit went zzzz when I opened the book. And it was not credited who wrote it, that particular piece. Do you know?
No. People were sending me stuff from everywhere.
I see that. There's a lot in there.
It came from someone
who collected them for play and generously gave them to me. So some of the original things were just given as a love to. And you gave it with love, and thank you. It's very powerful. And right before the service started, Leo from Spiritus said, I didn't know if I should give you this or not, but Lewis said to do it. And so many are scared of Lewis. Bless his heart. And what it is the day that it happened, Leo went to a gift shop in Midtown and bought a little replica of the Twin Towers standing tall. And speaking of Leo, Friday evening, Spiritus had the honor of providing music at a gala reception honoring U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer. He was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award for all of the work he and then-Senator Hillary Clinton did for downtown Manhattan in the rebuilding process. And it is work that continues to this day. So Friday night, right there on the water in Battery Park, in our backyard, people gathered in a neighborhood that was literally reduced to ashes 15 years ago. And we gathered to commemorate the past and the lives of those lost and to honor the present as the renaissance of the neighborhood continues. It's amazing down there. If you haven't been down there lately, it's amazing. It's an amazing testament and tribute of its own. In fact, from the event Friday night, these beautiful flowers were gifted to us today to share with all of you for our service from the service we did Friday evening. And we'd like to share one of the songs that we did Friday evening. And I will tell you that for a while, there used to be an American flag backstage here at Symphony Space. And there no longer is. So in your mind's eye, if you will visualize an American flag as we honor those lost, as we honor ourselves, and if you'll open your hearts and please stand.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave. O'er the land of the free, of the free. And the home of the
And so we move on. We do stand tall. We overcome. And many of you know this is the year of the 12 powers here at Unity of New York. The 12 powers have been chosen this year to hopefully learn more about them in depth and to strengthen them. These are our innate abilities that help us to feel more fulfilled, centered, and more in charge of our lives. Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, called the 12 powers our spiritual abilities that were perfectly expressed by Jesus and that are present in every person, every single one of us. So we've been on a spiritual journey this year on how to put these powers, these 12 powers that are already in us to work to create our lives, the lives that we want, the lives that we desire. At first glance, it's like, what are these powers? They seem complex, but they really are practical spiritual gifts that each person uses every day, whether we're aware of it or not. And so when we heighten that awareness and expand our consciousness, we know how to use them. It's kind of like learning to drive the car, learning to play the instrument, learning to do something new, and going to the gym and strengthening the muscles. We have to continue. So we've been sharing information about these 12 powers. But here's the deal. This has to do with our power of order, which I hope you'll have a better understanding of in just a few minutes. Why is it that humankind, the highest form of life, seems to have so much difficulty establishing harmony, right relationships, orderly growth, while the animals and plants and birds go right along living as they're intended to live? All the lower life forms have a built-in intelligence that enables them to adjust to their environment, complete a cycle of growth, produce the results that are expected of them simply by virtue of their nature. Yet we humans seem to run into so many problems in adjusting our environment. Not that this applies to anyone here, but getting along with others and fulfilling a whole worthwhile pattern in living. So why? Why is it so difficult? How are humans different from birds, trees, plants, and animals? Most of us realize that the answer is simple. We have been given freedom of choice. They do what they are innately here to do. Humans alone, as co-creators with God, can think consciously, make decisions, and they can determine the direction their lives are going to take. And all other forms of life simply follow their instincts. Only we can think for ourselves and say, I will or I won't. So we're charged to use this ability to think, reason, and choose wisely to establish an orderly growth for ourselves as God's highest creations. And we do this by awakening and training our center for order. Order is an essential part of our God-given potential. And to develop divine order in our lives, we must learn to cooperate with spiritual law, that which is unchanging. It's the secret that will make our lives happy, harmonious, and balanced. Again, look at the front of your bulletin, at the affirmation that we said earlier. I am in tune with God, ideas, and spiritual law. I am in tune with God, ideas, and spiritual law. Let's say that together again. I am in tune with God, ideas, and spiritual law. Oh, we're going to stop there for now. Because I really want you to get that. Let it seep in. Not necessarily consciously. Let it drop in. It's like pouring the water into the soil. Let it soak down. Order starts with the establishment of this concept in our thinking, and then it works from within out. Some people, in an attempt to establish order in their lives, think first in terms of urging their systems and methods on other people. This is not the purpose of using this power. That's called control. We have to first work on ourselves, and then from the harmonious, happy feelings from within, we bring forth God ideas into our immediate environment. In the case of order, once we have put ourselves in tune with God ideas and we're cooperating with divine principle, we find that we start to attract right relationships with other people. We attract satisfying, fulfilling activities, events in our lives. And this one I love. I am still working on this. Time for all the things we need to do. That's a part of order, our power of order. And right growth and development of all of our powers. Order is the outgrowth of our complete agreement and cooperation with spiritual law. Thus, the affirmation we just shared. This is a process that has to be completed in mind, emotions, and actions. And how appropriate that order is the power for this month, for September. The other half of the affirmation that we just affirmed together is, I co-create divine order in my life. I co-create divine order in my life. Know it together. I co-create divine order in my life. And again, order is the ability to organize, balance, and adjust. Organize, balance, and adjust. And I won't get into the, there's always a, Charles Fillmore came up with a corresponding color and a physical place point in the body, as well as apostle, disciple. Yeah, we're not going to go into that. That was in, but the corresponding color is olive green. Olive green. I'll take Charles Fillmore on his word. I am not sure why, but that has to do with order, according to Charles Fillmore. And the location is in the navel. And what makes sense to me about that is about the harmony and the balance in the body. That's right at a center point for us. The divine idea of order is the idea of adjustment. And when we establish this idea of adjustment in our lives, that's when we bring ourselves into the flow of universal harmony. We're naturally evolving all the time anyway. But how often, seriously, do we get in our own way? Maybe none of you do, but I will speak for myself. It's so common in Unity to use the term divine order. It's one of our favorite affirmations to throw around, isn't it? It's like, I look at my house and affirm divine order. Like Samantha from Bewitched is going to show up and wiggle her nose, and it's all going to be cleaned up. Or I look at my checkbook and see the balance. I'm like, divine order, divine order. But I think it's one of the most misunderstood affirmations that we use, because I feel like it's most often used as this magic incantation, like abracadabra, divine order, ting. It's the spiritual metaphysical version of ting, expelliarmus, ting. My wand is broken, ting. This crap doesn't work. When we do that, it's another way of putting power outside of ourselves. We are clever, we are intelligent, and we can turn things around. We can get all these principles and look, oh my God, that is so helpful. And, oh, it's not your fault, it's mine. Oh my God, I'll turn it back on me. This is not what we're here to do. Order is one of our powers. We already possess it. It's in us. We just have to access it consciously and drop down the long journey from here to here. For a minute, open the ears of your heart and listen to this recent daily word on divine order. Divine order is life unfolding as my source intended, but that doesn't mean I take a back seat on my journey of life, waiting for life to happen to me. I have an active role in the establishment of divine order in my life. I communicate with God, keeping my thoughts and feelings focused and centered. And if I find myself in the middle of drama, I look again through a divine order perspective. Is there something in this situation I could learn from? Is there something in this situation I can learn from? Looking back beyond tears, beyond laughter, beyond pain, I am now able to see how I grew and how divine order was actively at work in my life. And with that realization, I am guided to new opportunities. So how do we do this? Aside from having more information about it, one of the most powerful, surest ways to strengthen our power of order is through meditation. So let's do that. Let's prepare for a meditation. Let's activate our power and strengthen that power of order right now. And we know that with "I am so blessed." Because we know sometimes things just happen. Life happens. And yet we are so blessed. We know we are blessed for all we have, all we are, and always for all God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed for all that I am. I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful for all that I am. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that God is. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. And just allow your breath to drop deeper into your body. Relaxing from the very crown of your head, slowly down the body, all the way to the soles of your feet. Each breath becomes easier. Allow yourself to become more and more relaxed. And know that all there is this moment. This moment. This moment. And God is in every breath. The chair is holding you up. Your only job is to be. And allow your center of attention to drop. Just drop down to that point just behind the navel, the physical center for your divine faculty of order. And with your focus in that place, think to yourself, the Christ in me is quickening my faculty of order. Christ in me is quickening my divine faculty of order. And as you hold your attention there in that space, again, as you think to yourself, divine order is established in my mind, body, and life. I am in tune with divine timing. And I let God, create this day for me. I let go and let God create this day for me. And now during the day, whenever your plans may change unexpectedly, or if for a moment you find yourself knotted up with tension or stress, quickly let your attention go back to this point, to the navel area, and say, divine order, I am in tune with divine order. I am in tune with divine order. And as we continue to focus our mind, our energy on God, our thoughts become quieter and quieter. Our heart rate slows and we relax into this present moment, into this present moment, into this present moment. I become totally immersed in the presence and the one power, God, absolute love. And I continue to breathe into this presence and become the embodiment of God's peace as I enter now into the sacred place within my soul and commune with God in the silence.